Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on low-end pressure, where we're going to make a mid-bass feel wider, longer, and properly stretched across the bar, without wrecking the sub. This is all about that old-school jungle and raggedy NB movement, where the bass doesn't just sit on the grid. It leans, it answers back, and it pushes against the break in a really intentional way. Now, the key idea here is simple. The sub stays solid, and the mid-bass gets the attitude. That contrast is what gives you size. If everything swings the same amount, the whole low end starts to feel blurry. But if the sub remains like a pillar and the mid bass stretches behind the drums, suddenly the groove feels deeper, heavier, and more human. So first, build the bass as two separate layers. Don't try to do all of this inside one patch. That's where a lot of people lose control in DNB. Put the sub on its own track using something clean, like operator, wave-eatable, or analog with a sine or triangle-based sound. Keep it simple, keep it mono. Keep it disciplined. Then create a separate mid-bass track with more harmonic content, something like a filtered saw, a wave-eatable, or a square bass tone that can give you that Rismeets Raga character. Route both of those tracks into a bass group so you can process them together later, but keep the roles clear from the start. The sub is your foundation. The mid-bass is your rhythm and personality. Before you even touch the groove pool, write a phrase that actually works musically. This is a big one. Advanced producers sometimes jump straight to swing tricks, but if the line is weak, no amount of groove will save it. Make a simple two-bar idea. Let the first bar establish a strong anchor, maybe a root note right on the one. Then let the mid-bass respond after the snare, or on an offbeat, or with a little pickup into the next bar. Leave space. Jungle bass gets bigger when it breathes. For the raga flavor, think call and response. One note can feel like a vocal reply. A short stab can answer the drum hit. A tiny pickup can lead into the next bar like the bass is speaking back to the break. Keep some notes very short, keep some a little longer, and don't overcrowd the phrase. The emptiness is part of the weight. Now open the groove pool in Ableton Live 12. This is where the magic starts, but treat it like a phrase shaping tool, not just a shuffle preset. You're not trying to randomize the bass until it sounds loose. You're trying to make certain notes feel like they're leaning into the next drum hit, or hanging back just enough to create tension. Pick a groove with a strong but controlled swing feel. You want some timing push, but not too much randomness. A good starting point is moderate timing, light velocity movement, and very subtle random variation. If the groove feels too drunk, pull it back. In jungle and old school DNB, late is good, sloppy is not. You want pressure, not confusion. Here's the important part. Apply the groove differently to the sub and the mid-bass. Don't do the same thing to both. Keep the sub mostly straight, or at most apply a tiny amount of groove if you really need it. The mid-bass is where the swing lives. That's what creates the impression of a stretched, elastic bass line while the sub stays locked in and physically strong. Listen to the bass in context with the drums, not in solo. That's crucial. A bass line can sound fine alone and still fight the snare tail or step on the kick once the break is playing. You want the mid-bass to sit a little behind the drums, almost like it's resisting the beat, while the sub remains tight and centered. Now shape the note lengths. This is where the stretch effect really comes alive. Groove isn't only about where the note starts, it's also about how long it stays there. Mix short stabs with medium-length notes and an occasional held note for tension. Some notes should feel almost percussive. Others can stretch just a bit longer so they overlap the pocket and give the impression of a bigger phrase. A good trick is to make the first note of each phrase decisive. Even if the rest of the line is late or offset, that opening hit should land with confidence. It gives the ear a reference point. Then the delayed notes after it feel more dramatic. If every hit is late, the whole line loses identity. If the bass feels stiff, don't immediately crank the groove amount. Try micro edits first. Move one or two notes manually by a few milliseconds. A tiny manual shift can often sound more musical than pushing the entire clip harder into swing. This is especially true in jungle, where the groove should feel human, but still composed. Next, use velocity and clip automation to bring the phrase to life. In old school DNB, the attack of the bass note matters a lot. Make some notes hit harder, and make others softer or ghosted. You can also automate filter cutoff on the mid-bass so the emphasized hits open up a little more. That gives you a call and response feel, without needing more notes. If you're using saturation, automate that too. A slightly dirtier accent on the strong notes can make them pop forward, while the quieter notes sit back. You can even automate glide for certain phrase endings, if you want a little old-school legato movement. The goal is to make the bass feel performed, not pasted in. Now lock the groove against the drums. Put your breakbeat or amen edit in first. and study the snare backbeat and ghost notes. The bass shouldn't just land on top of those hits. It should interact with the spaces around them. The snare tail matters too, not just the transient. Sometimes a bass note that looks fine on the grid still clashes with the decay of the snare. So always listen in context and move the note until the whole pocket breathes properly. Once the MIDI version feels good, resample it. This is one of the best ways to turn a programmed groove into something that feels like it came from a real jungle arrangement. Route the bass group to an audio track, record a few bars with the drums, and then listen back. Audio captures the exact timing relationship, the saturation behavior, and the little envelope details that help sell the feel. After resampling, you can slice the audio into simpler if you want to re-edit the phrase. You can also leave it as audio and just make a few light adjustments. If the groove already feels right, don't overcorrect it. That's a common mistake. Sometimes the slightly imperfect timing is exactly what gives it character. Then bring in some gentle bass bus processing. Use EQA to keep the layers separated, make sure the sub stays clean, and keep the low-end mono with utility. Saturation can help the mid-bass speak, but don't crush the life out of it. A little glue compressor is fine if you need some cohesion, but if the groove starts losing impact, back off. The bass should feel like one instrument, but with a clear internal job split, sub for foundation, mid-bass for rhythm and tone. Finally, think about arrangement. Great jungle bass lines evolve. Don't let the groove stay identical for the whole drop. Open the filter a bit every 8 bars. Add a little more motion in the second phrase. Drop the bass out for half a bar before a fill. Bring in a new answer phrase or a higher octave stab to keep the energy moving. That's how the groove feels like part of a story instead of a loop. A really good old-school trick is to create contrast between tight bars and looser bars. Let one section feel more restrained, then let the next one open up a little. That contrast makes the bass feel alive. And if you want even more character, split the bass into statement and response clips, and apply different groove amounts to each. That gives you even more control over where the line feels stretched and where it feels more urgent. So if you remember one thing from this lesson, make it this. Keep the sub steady, let the mid-bass stretch, and use Groove Pool as a musical shaping tool, not just a swing preset. When you combine that with short and long note contrast, ragga-style call and response, subtle saturation, and a breakbeat that's actually driving the energy, you get bass that feels human, heady, and genuinely jungle. Now go build that 2-bar phrase, stretch it across the groove, and make the low end hit with that old school pressure.